Hi, my name is Jan Rigsby, and I'm a pathwork helper based in Brooklyn or New York City. I was invited to tell my story about what I do and how I do it on this station, WBAI, and I really appreciate the opportunity. It's unusual to be able to speak to a wider audience about my spiritual discipline. I'm joined by Rita Selby, who is one of my students. In the previous segment, on a different topic, I talked about what I like to refer to as my previous life as the owner of a manufacturing company and a businesswoman and factory management and electronics. When I was 40 years old, I had a personal family emergency. My son was gravely injured. And it was a place, as many of you may have experienced, where my entire life was turned upside down, torn apart, shaken, and dropped on the floor. And then you sort through the pieces, trying to figure out, what have I got here? What's left? What is salvageable? It was an extremely difficult time. My marriage broke up. My son, who is a survivor of this injury, had his entire life changed as well. So he's a survivor of traumatic brain injury. It's as if he's a different person. And interestingly, in a different way, so is his mother. As a product of this personal crisis that I went through, I went to a therapist for my first time. Now, I'm 40 years old, and it's 1990, and I walk in, and I imagine that this poor woman, I can kind of rewind the videotape and go back to a moment and realize what the other person was reacting to in hindsight. And I can see her eyes and see her realize, oh, dear God in heaven, you do need help, darling. Here is a list of books. Go to the bookstore and buy these books. So I went with my list to the Barnes & Noble or the Borders, whatever it was, and I tried to find the self-help section, which I had never gone to before, and it was very large. It was very, very long. It extended for, you know, dozens and dozens of feet in one direction. And I was mesmerized. Mike, what had been going on in the last 20 years that I did not know about? So I pulled the five books that she had asked me to read and began my search for what my life had been about, what had gone wrong, what was possible for me, the whole therapeutic experience. One of the books that was recommended to me on that list was one of the pathwork books. Now, the pathwork is a spiritual discipline. I like to call it a spiritual discipline and daily practice. I like to emphasize that you need, like a bike, to ride the thing. It's not just something to put in a corner. You don't just buy the book, put it on your coffee table. You need to read it and practice it. And in reading that book, I was frankly overwhelmed. To some extent, I think I realized that I had been off track, that my life had looked good and had a lot of positive elements to it, but there were some basic key parts of human spirit and life that I had missed. And so I began the process of getting back on track. So I'm going to be introducing, while I speak to you, some pathwork concepts basically to illustrate how I used them, how they came to me, what they meant to me. Because that's part of my spiritual journey. And the reason I became a teacher of pathwork, which is a rather lengthy process, hard to do, is because by the time I had practiced these concepts daily for several years, I found that I was good at practicing them, and I was good at communicating them. And another thing that happened to me was I took all my previous life experience with children, with family, with running businesses, with running factories, with supervising people, and I was able to see them in these materials. It didn't feel like I was having to start over. It was as if I had changed direction but had been able to continue with a momentum through my life, and it made the teachings very, very powerful to me. So one of the pathwork teachings that helped me enormously was going through this crisis with my son. I, of course, challenged that if I was a better mother, he wouldn't have gotten hurt. If I was standard stuff. And what pathwork taught me was that you can't be better than you are in the moment. And that what I was feeling was I was feeling the benefit of hindsight. I had suddenly realized where I could have been a better person. But you can't take that and time travel back and change who you were. And pathwork as a spiritual discipline, and the way I teach pathwork, is any spiritual discipline that touches the truth is the same. It's all teaching the same stuff with a different style, a different way of expression, a different way of practicing. So that I may like this style and you may like another one, but the basic truths we can agree on. So pathwork taught me to respect who I was now, to honor who I was then, and notice the difference, to appreciate the difference. And also that is what human life is about, that we do the best we can, and we learn later there was a better way. And we take that better way and the pain of the memory of being inadequate, not enough, of disappointing people. And we use that to propel ourselves forward, to make that lesson stick. So my understanding of human nature, which, you know, I've studied psychology and I've studied craniosacral, and I went through a lot of different trainings as I started doing this work. And to me, they all said the same thing from different vantage points. That there is a basic human experience, and to respect it. To appreciate whatever angle somebody's coming from. So, for instance, as one of my attempts to appreciate the different nature of humanity, I took massage therapy. And I took that because I wanted to be able to reach out and literally touch people and not be afraid to touch them. And in my practical mind, I thought, well, learn to massage a body and then you won't be afraid of a human being. Because if I bump into somebody on the street, I say, oh my God, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to invade your space. So I took a massage therapy course and it did exactly what I wanted it to do. It gave me the confidence to touch someone with permission. I learned that they didn't break. I learned that you can have an interaction with someone with permission that's extraordinarily intimate. If there's a boundary on it, and in massage therapy there was a boundary. You were allowed to touch someone in a certain way for a certain amount of time, and then you retreated, you backed off, and gave them their space. And that's something that I brought into my practice as a pathwork helper. As a pathwork helper, as a spiritual counselor, I am allowed to enter into someone's personal life experience. They share things with me that they sometimes have never shared with anyone. I am allowed to assist in shifting perceptions, in assisting them to see things in differently than they'd seen before. And then at the end of the session, at the end of the class, at the end of the workshop, I withdraw, and they go on with their life. And part of the power of being a spiritual counselor is respecting that boundary and really allowing for the experience to be as real and intense as it is in the moment and not trying to make it last forever. So the way this is expressed in training is, you need to keep boundaries with your workers. You shouldn't be working for them. They shouldn't be working for you in employment situations. Do not therapize your family members or your friends. And you don't want to get into intimate personal relationships with your clients and your students. And what I'm speaking of is the real human reason for that, that the power a counselor has is to enter, assist in adjusting, and moving away. And that is a sacred trust and a sacred opportunity, whether it is done in psychotherapy, massage therapy, and even in friendship. One of the gifts my daughter gave me during my training time was that she said, oh, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, Mom. You see, friendship therapy is friendship, or you pay somebody to listen to you and they don't get a turn. And I thought, that's right. My clients pay me so that they get their turn And we don't reciprocate. And that's why they pay me. They pay me not to take a turn, so that they get my full attention during that time period. And then they pay me and they walk off and there's no strings attached. And there's a delicious freedom in that. There's a delightful freedom in going to someone and working on a certain level and then releasing and moving on and not feeling like there's invisible, unwritten contracts and obligations involved in that relationship. So Rita, you're here with me, and I invited Rita to get me back on track and to ask certain questions so that I didn't slide off into various tangents, which I have a tendency to do. So did you have any questions at this point, Rita?
Well, Jan, since we worked together on the previous segment, I'm eager to find out how pathwork helped you at a difficult time in your life.
Okay. For one thing, I felt that I failed my children. If my children got into trouble, it was my fault. And pathwork helped me see that I'm not supposed to take responsibility for what happens to people, but I am supposed to take responsibility for the actions that I have taken. If I invited somebody to take a risky activity, then I need to take responsibility for that. What I was worried about was, had I prompted my son to engage in risky activity, or had I, for instance, in exposing him to certain people, allowed him to be seduced into risky activity. And looking at that question, which is unique to me and not relevant to the audience at this moment, in looking at that and trying to be as honest as I could and looking at my responsibility, what did I do? What am I responsible for? And allowing that there are other things that go on in the world that influence other people and that I'm not fully responsible for that, to look for the connections, but to not overreach and try to take responsibility for things that happen even to people that I love very, very much. But another element where it helped me is my marriage broke up at the same time. It was like a dead tree limb, and it just snapped off during that crisis. And I wondered, why did I spend 23 years with this person if it wasn't what I thought it was? And pathwork showed me where I had still behaved like a child. The teachings on, it's a specific lecture, it's lecture number 73. These are all available for free download on the internet from the International Pathwork Foundation website, which is www.pathwork.org. And number 73 has the most delicious title. Its title is the, my mind just went blank, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to paraphrase, I apologize. The obsession to recreate, the compulsion to recreate and overcome childhood hurts. And this was the perfect lecture for me at that time, because what I had done is I had taken my struggle as a young woman and I had basically overlaid it onto my marriage. I had tried to get somebody else to be responsible for my life. I wanted to be follow-up. I wanted to be supporter. I wanted somebody else to make the decisions, and I wanted to do the work, because doing the work is easy. Making the decisions is the tough part. And once I realized how much I had palmed off onto my husband all the serious decisions and then resented that he was making those decisions and that I wasn't allowed to make decisions, so it's a bit of a passive-aggressive push-pull. Once I saw that and I took full responsibility for my immaturity, for my childish behavior, for my denial of what I wanted and who I was, then I didn't beat him up and I didn't beat myself up for the fact that it didn't work. And in a time of crisis, when you've got a marriage in trouble and a child to take care of and medical bills and a business to run, having resolved one issue releases the energy for you to put your efforts into the other things that are on your plate. So sometimes if you can just resolve one issue, that may sound paltry if you have four issues going at one time, but to release the energy from one, to feel fully and completely satisfied that you have found the answer and release that energy so that you can work hard to address the others allows you to more fully engage with life, and it tends to resolve the other issues faster. So that's a couple of the ways that Pathwork helped me specifically get through a time of crisis. Then it helped me by helping me see why I would have conversations with people and I would hear them say something, but I, in my mind's eye, I thought they said something else. And from the time I was a child, I went with the energy that I sensed more so than the words that I heard. And this will get you in no end of trouble with people, mm-hmm. especially if they want, if they say, I didn't say that. Pathwork taught me that when people communicate, there are multiple levels of communication going on, and that I wasn't crazy and I wasn't wrong. But that to some extent, to have good communication with someone, you may need to go back to them and clear up the energy that you heard. So if someone is saying no, but they're nodding yes, you can't just take the no, but you certainly can't take the yes either. And I was guilty of taking what I believed to be the truth and going forward with it and ignoring the letter of the word, the formality, the fact that they said no. So again, another aspect of Pathwork, this is lecture 233, The Power of the Word, taught me to respect what I was hearing and to respect what I was feeling and sensing, mm-hmm. and to complete the communication by tying those two together. And if I couldn't tie it together, at least recognize that I did not have the power to choose what someone was saying to me. That when you're communicating with someone, you need to come to an agreement mm-hmm. about what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. That's a powerful point.
Yeah.
And in so many ways, we think we're hearing, well, different words mean different things to different people. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you talk about, is that language is really limited in communicating to us. So,
And there's one other aspect that I learned as part of this particular process, and that is that I'd always thought that a relationship was successful if you were happy. And Pathwork teaches something a little different. Pathwork teaches that a relationship is successful on a spiritual level if you grow. Now, growth inevitably leads to pleasure, but it may not feel good for a specific time period. And so this one took me 5 or 10 years longer. There was 5 or 10 years since the divorce where I really felt I had failed in relationship. So even though I'm studying the Pathwork lectures, I didn't really get the Pathwork lectures mm-hmm. on some parts of my being. And then finally I had grown. And therefore the relationship was a success. And it had been time for us to go in separate directions.
Wow. Well, thank goodness to the person who recommended the Pathwork book to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have one right here in the studio. This is Kathy Davis, our public affairs director, and is engineering today. So if it weren't for Kathy, Jan, you and I wouldn't have met either. So
magic of connection.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So... Now, do you have a presentation this evening?
Yes, I do. The New York Region Pathwork puts on a free presentation in Manhattan and sometimes in other boroughs and areas once a month. And various Pathwork helpers, which is what we call our teachers, offer the presentation. They're free. And we pick a lecture or a topic, and we present it, talk about it. Sometimes they're a little experiential. Sometimes they're discussions. Sometimes they're teaching moments. And we invite people to join us. This one is being held at Shetler Studios on 54th Street. Information is on the Pathwork, New York Region Pathwork website, which is pathworkny.org. It's an opportunity for people to hear the words lifted off the page. So the Pathwork materials are available for download from the Internet, and they can sometimes be overwhelming. They're high-level reading. There's just no way you can apologize for the fact that these are college-level materials. They're long sentences, hard to read through. And it is extremely important to get the gist of them, to get the deeper meaning energetically and emotionally of the words from the paper. And that's what our presentations are intended to do, to give people another emotional or energetic facet to go with these lectures. It's also an opportunity to talk to other people that are interested in the materials and to pick up various flyers and so forth and to connect into getting flyer email information. So I've been asked to give my contact info. I'm happy to do that. And my email address is Jan Rigsby, JanRigsby, at gmail.com. And I answer my emails. So if you want to contact me about this, I'd be happy to speak to you.
Yeah, and you have a lot of wonderful information on your site, too. I was checking it out.
Yes, I have a... I have an attitude. I guess all teachers have an attitude. My attitude, my gift, my ray, is that there ought to be something for everybody. I like the idea of a spiritual discipline that's like a huge smorgasbord or a huge buffet table. And if you're in the mood for dessert, stay on that end. If you want salad, if you want meat, and there ought to be different prices of entrees, and there should be some that are just plain free, no strings attached here. If this is what you want, take it. Take the samples. Enjoy them. And so on my websites, I have striven over the last 10, 15, 20 years to create learning materials, worksheets. I have audio presentations. I have short snippets on YouTube. I have samples from other teachers who have agreed to let me post their materials. Suggestions for self-study. So when you come into something like this and you say, where do I start? Well, okay, here, start over here. Start with this introductory list of lectures. Well, what if I want to learn about this topic? Well, here's the 5 or 10 lectures that focus on that particular topic. The Pathwork books available from the Foundation also do that. They do it by having combined lectures into books. Now, books used to be the only way people found out about Pathwork. So if you wanted a bunch of lectures to read, you had to buy a book. Now, since 2000, they are all on the Internet, and it has changed everything for Pathwork helpers. Because we used to have to field all the maybe inquiries. Maybe I'm interested, send me information. Now we only deal with inquiries where people say, I do like the information. I do want to continue. What can you do for me now? So it really simplifies our workload by having freely set up this information for download by anyone at any time. And that's the lead I've tried to follow on my websites.
Fabulous.
What is the website?
I have 4 of them.
Smorgasbord, like you said.
Well, I'm a little shy when I talk about my personal accomplishments. Mm-hmm. My first teaching assignment was self-chosen. I answered a call to go to Australia. I went to Australia and I taught there for 7 years. So I have a website called pathworkaustralia.com. I got students through a 4-year program on Pathwork. I still have clients there. I still go back and travel and do workshops. At some point, I heard the call of home, which was delicious to hear. So I have pathworkaustralia.org, .com. I have pathworktexas.org, janrigsby.com, and a new one called pathworksteps.org. And thank you for having me.